We've been reporting on how Brussels is trying to get back to normal after this week's bombings. Ivory Coast also suffered a terror attack this month. Al-Qaeda militants killed at least 19 people at a seaside resort. Within days, dozens were back on the beach where the gunmen had opened fire on swimmers, sunbathers, and diners. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arkton went to see them.
Hassan Koulibaly is almost seven, and like a typical child, this bright-eyed little boy is frolicking in the Atlantic Ocean, jumping in the sand and dipping his feet in the waves crashing on the shore in Grand Bassam. Behind him is Étoile du Sud Hotel, which, along with the beachfront, was sprayed with bullets and grenades by Al-Qaeda militants recently in Ivory Coast. Hassan's mother, Salima Tatsilla, is holding on tightly to his younger brother, Kader, who's two. She's brought the boys and their teen sister, Miriam, and other family members to Grand Bassam. We're not afraid of these terrorists, says the 40-year-old government worker, wearing purple shorts and a big smile. Silla says to make a point, she's visiting Bassam and the hotel with her family a week after the attacks on the beach in Ivory Coast. We're not afraid of these terrorists and won't stay locked up at home, she insists.
Jamais. Never, never, never afraid.
Switching back to French, Silla tells NPR her work colleagues were horrified to hear she was going to the beach a week after the tragedy here. Laughing, she says, they thought I was crazy and tried to dissuade me. When they realized I was serious, they said, well, if you're determined to go ahead with your beach plans, go by yourself and leave the children at home. On the beach, in front of the Étoile du Sud Hotel, a group of popular Ivorian performers gathered a week after the deadly raid on Grand Bassam to sing a song of defiance. It's called Mempapeur. Mempapeur is shorthand for Can't Scare Us. With the ocean waves as a backdrop, the musicians were recording a video surrounded by beachgoers dancing and singing along. Safiatou Traoré, a well-known Ivorian celebrity, is part of the Can't Scare Us collective, and she was dancing her heart out.
Oui, je danse, j'aime danser, j'aime la joie.
I love dancing, says Traoré. Coming back to the scene of the attacks is the best way to tell the terrorists the people of Ivory Coast are strong and will not be cowed, she says. It's almost sundown at Grand Bassam Beach. Salima Tassila is gathering her kids together and preparing to head home. In an irrepressible expression of sheer exuberance, she says, I'm here and I'm alive. That needs no translation. Ophébia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Grand Bassam, Ivory Coast.